A teacher handed 60 students of his class a balloon each to fill with air. Then the teacher asked the students to write their name on the balloon. Once everyone wrote their name, the teacher put all the balloons in one room. Then he said to all the students, "You have 10 minutes, after which everyone should have a balloon in their hand." Now everyone went to their room and started looking for their balloon. The situation was that 60 students were looking for their own balloon. After 10 minutes, only a few of the students could get their balloon, and the rest were left empty-handed. Now the teacher said to the students that you've tried a traditional method. You all entered the room together to find your own balloon, and all of you were not successful. Think about it. If you were to adopt the strategy that you would go in one by one and come out with whatever balloon you could find and give it to the students whose name is on the balloon, maybe before 10 minutes, each of you would have a balloon in their hand. The teacher said, "I did not set this condition that you will only bring your own balloon and not the others." The students were surprised to hear this. After that, the teacher advised them, "The person who always keeps his personal interest in mind and does not care whether others get it or not, the others will not think about his interest or benefit either." There's a saying that what you do to others will come back to you. I've heard and seen in my life too, that people who are open-hearted and not stingy in helping others are more successful than those who are always worried about getting something for themselves. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the most beloved bondsman to Allah is the one who gives the most benefit to the people. And the most beloved act to Allah is to please the believer. Don't be selfish. Be the one who looks out for the benefits of the others so that we can be the one who is beneficial to others and be beloved to Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.